Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. For the first time in 15 years, the Yankees are back in the World Series with Game 1 tonight against the Dodgers in L.A., and fans are psyched.
Okay, here we go. It's Gerrit Cole and Jack Flaherty in Game 1, the matchup of the Fall Classic. First pitch just after 8 tonight. Bobby's been a Yankee fan since the 1960s.
Cole, you feel good about their pitching and all that stuff?
Definitely. Yeah. Yes, Cole is him, the rest of the pitching staff, they're on target. And like I said, the hitting, it's going to come down to both teams obviously doing well, but I think the Yankees will prevail.
Ohtani, though, is pretty amazing to watch,
right? He is amazing, but I think we have better.
Imagine if it's Game 7, it comes down to Ohtani at the plate. You know, the last game, I mean, that's kind of be kind of cool, right? Or is that too nerve-wracking?
Well, that's nerve-wracking, but I think that's like for a movie script. Like I said, it's been a long time coming, but it's here.
Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani, one of them, it'll be their first World Series championship. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Looking for a watch party? The Port Authority is hosting one at the World Trade Center, where a large screen's going to be set up on the North Oculus Plaza. It's free and open to the public. Cops out with photos now of the suspects wanted in the beating of a couple of senior citizens in Chinatown. This happened Wednesday at around 2 in the afternoon outside 255 Canal Street, where a 75-year-old woman and a 79-year-old man were approached by 5 men who allegedly punched them and knocked them to the ground. It's not clear if this was a mugging or what. We'll have the photos up at 1010winds.com. 3 fatal fires in New York City overnight at 2264 Belmont Avenue in the Bronx. A man was killed in an apartment building fire, with authorities now looking into whether a lithium-ion battery is to blame. This neighbor spoke to ABC 7.
I heard the guy upstairs coughing and I guess like trying to like call for somebody, and I could see the smoke. So I ran outside in the street, and when I got in the street, he was hanging out the window and he couldn't breathe, like smoke was consuming him. So I kept him by the window. He told me the fire was by the door, so I wasn't able to open the door. I just ran back inside, got some shoes, and banged on everybody's apartment to let them know it was a fire in the building.
On the Upper West Side, a 64-year-old man died after being rescued from the Douglas houses at 850 Columbus Avenue. That fire broke out on the top floor of the 9-story building, the cause under investigation. The third was in St. Albans, Queens at 195-14 Hollis Avenue. That's where a 56-year-old woman was killed when a fire broke out in the 2-story home there. No other injuries reported. The cause of that blaze is still not known. A former admissions officer and baseball coach at a private school in Brooklyn's been arrested for allegedly abusing several kids on the team. This is at Packer Collegiate Institute, where 31-year-old Nicholas Morton is accused of refusing to let 7 boys participate unless they expose themselves. He has pleaded not guilty to a 20-count indictment that includes charges of both sex abuse and child endangerment. He was granted supervised release on $75,000 cash bail. Feeling anxious about the upcoming election? Well, here's one way to calm your nerves on election night.
Aloft Hotels is hosting Not Watch Pawties. Not parties, but P-A-W-T-I-E-S. Because they'll be filled with puppies to help you de-stress waiting to find out who will be our next president. Local shelters will be bringing the puppies in to 5 of their hotel locations in Atlanta, Orlando, Austin, Milwaukee, and New York. Cuddling, petting, and playing with dogs has been scientifically proven to help humans' stress levels go down. The pawties are totally free, so you can just show up to lower those cortisol levels.
That's Stacy Lynn. The one here in the city is at their Chelsea location on West 28th Street. Hate your boss? A new survey from Glassdoor finds New Yorkers hate their bosses more than folks in any other state in the land. New Mexico was 2nd, Pennsylvania 3rd, New Jersey your 6th. Out in Patchogue, Long Island, mixed results from our impromptu poll.
When it comes to bosses, this man says he does not have to worry.
I don't know. I'm self-employed.
Oh, you're self-employed, yeah. So you don't have to worry about it. Do people like you as a boss?
I'm a sole proprietorship, so yeah.
So you, everyone loves you. Others say they have had a few bad apples. The ones you didn't like, why didn't you like them?
Because sometimes they're trying to be boss. So.
You know. Kind of mean, maybe?
Sometimes.
This man says no problems with his all the years he has worked.
Well, very considerate of our feelings and, really not somebody we would ever dislike.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the village of Patchogue, Long Island.
Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries to be arraigned in federal court here in Islip. He is charged with both sex trafficking and interstate prostitution involving aspiring male models. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Harvey Weinstein case, the firing of Hollywood executives, and the Me Too movement ended what had been known as the casting couch, where starlets were essentially told no sex, no part in the movie. Now, the same thing is being alleged at Abercrombie & Fitch, where men who look like models sold the clothes and gave the brand the status of male beauty, but were some of them forced into sex with the company's CEO.
Prosecutors say the crimes took place in New York, England, France, Italy, Morocco, and St. Barts between 2008 and 2015. Jeffries is out on $10 million bond. His partner, Matthew Smith, was ordered detained. That's after prosecutors raised concerns that he, a dual U.S.-British citizen, might flee the country. The locals looking to the media now to help them with a situation in Washington Heights. That's where two cats have been locked in a shuttered business for over a week, and the building won't let them back in to get the animals. This is at 2296 Amsterdam Avenue, where the group Perfect Cats Rescue has been trying to help and posted about it on Instagram. Rescuer Francesca Castellanos tells 1010 Winds.
It's very stressful, emotionally draining, running back and forth to court unnecessarily. We've contacted the precinct. NYPD has an animal unit. We've contacted them.
A week ago, Francisco, the business owner who was kicked out when he lost his lease, was allowed in briefly after the cops showed up when about 20 people gathered at the site on Francisco's behalf. But the cats must have gotten scared. He couldn't find them. He left some food, but that's now long gone. Francisco is being aided by lawyer Nora Constance Marino of the Legal Action Network for Animals, who is working this case pro bono. She was able to secure a court order to get into the building, but the judge set that date for October 29th. So that'll be like 16 days until they've eaten. April Goldberg from Perfect Cats says that may be too late.
You know, the cat's kidneys will fail. They could get dehydrated. They could die without food and water for more than 4 days.
It's not clear what the problem is, just letting the guy or the rescuers in. 1010 Winds will be reaching out to the head of the building's co-op board this morning. We've already got calls into the NYPD, the housing department, and council member Carmen De La Rosa. Pets and the City. No, it's not a new TV series. It's the latest exhibit at the New York Historical Society. Curator Roberta Olson tells 1010 Winds it explores the relationships between New Yorkers and their pets over the years.
It's an immersive exhibition for both children and adults that you can experience what it was like. You can see how things evolved in the city.
Unfortunately, you can't bring your own pet, but
there are lots of selfie opportunities in the show. You can't bring the dogs in, but we're going to have props. And you could take, and I actually recommended this to a friend. I said, bring a photo of your dog and hold it up and, you know, take it with yourself. It'll look just like the dog.
The New York Historical Society is at 170 Central Park West. The exhibit will be up through April 20th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.